You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Silicon Valley is a hotbed for racial diversity, but our discussions and cultural programs supporting this integrated society and is the area keeping up with the rest of the country. Now one group is working to embrace these cultural discussions through various programming initiatives comprised of song and dance, and that is Sangam Arts. As part of this nonprofit's programming, they are producing a grassroots initiative called Mosaic Silicon Valley, an initiative launched to help strengthen the rapidly diversifying community. Sangam Arts President Usha Srinivasan believes that America is a melting pot and Silicon Valley needs a new model that accounts for the racial, ethnic, and cultural diversity among the second wave of immigrants who, thanks to ease of travel and communication, maintain strong ties with their countries of origin and are keen to retain their unique cultural identities while cherishing their American homeland. Here to tell us more about this initiative is Usha Srinivasan. Thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
And we're certainly more than pleased to have you out, and certainly an honor of ours to have you spend a moment with us here today on the program. So for starters, tell us about your background and how Sangam Arts first came to be.
Great. So I'm an engineer by training, and I came to the United States in 1990 to pursue a graduate degree in engineering. And then I moved to Dallas for a bit, worked for a few years, got my green card, and decided to make a change in my career. And so I came to Stanford Business School in 1995. And for about 15 years after graduating from business school, I did typical MBA things. I was in the Silicon Valley high-tech industry where I pursued product management roles, also a few startups. And around this time in 2013, I by then had two kids and I was looking to make some lifestyle changes. And of course, as most people do, when they get to that age, when they have kids, they look back and then they start figuring out what does life mean and what do you want to do with it. And it suddenly became important to me to connect with the community, to actually strike roots in my new homeland, which is Silicon Valley and America. And that's when I started Sangam Arts, because I realized that for all its diversity, Silicon Valley in particular and America in general, we live in cultural silos. At least over here, you know, we have the Indian Americans living in their own world and Chinese Americans in theirs and so on. And so the notion that America is a melting pot actually draws from this idea that people can come here from many different places and become uniformly American. And I realized that that was not the case because, as you mentioned in your opening, we come from many different places. We still hang on to our identities, the things that make us who we are. So there was this lack of integration, and I started Sangam as kind of my encore career, a nonprofit to help strengthen this community that seems to be made up of cultural silos. And the best way that I thought we could do this was through the arts. So Sangam was founded in 2013, and we are 5 years old and growing rapidly and have had phenomenal success in our young lives.
And that's absolutely awesome, Usha. Good stuff. Now, what is your overall mission with Sangam Arts?
So our mission is to actually strengthen communities through performing arts, and with a specific goal to promote better social integration. So our mission statement actually says strengthen diverse communities through multicultural arts. And again, it's using arts as a means to a greater end, which is to break down the silos and get people to come together and realize the true vision of America. And that's kind of our mission. We do that through performing arts by bringing artists together from different cultures, but not so much is just throwing them together to come to do like an a cultural safari. It's really more about getting artists to really understand each other's traditions, to collaborate, to co-create and co-present, and as a way to bring the audiences together, which is the ultimate goal. So right now the audiences are segregated. We want to bring everybody together. We also want to help redefine what it means to be American, because I think in the minds of most immigrants and most people, the quote-unquote American, as opposed to a hyphenated American, the American is very Anglo-centric identity. And we know that that is changing. So we need to make room for all kinds of people to be called American, some more American and some less. So that is something that we believe we can do more effectively through the arts.
And Usha, I couldn't agree more on that. Now, how are you bridging the cultural divide in Silicon Valley?
So we start by basically creating these opportunities for systematic engagement between people that otherwise don't get together. So, for example, the Mosaic Initiative is our flagship program. And what we do is to kind of find artists who, whatever it may be, dance, music, any kind of performing arts, we bring them together, keeping in mind the makeup of the community. So I'll give you an example. So if we did a Mosaic Saratoga, which is a community in Silicon Valley, it's a small city, Saratoga is made up of Caucasian, Chinese, and Indians largely. So a program that we might do over here is something like bring in stringed instruments from each of these different cultures and commission these artists to kind of not only present their own solo traditions, but also come together in concert. So we would then take that program to a library, and each of these artists would have their own following. So we had a cello, a sitar, a pipa. And these players come together, and as a result, the people that know about these instruments from these different cultures come to watch them. But when they see them all play together in concert, they have these aha moments about, well, when you strip down all the superficial differences, they are, at essence, string instruments, you know, strings and bow. And then you have these artists talk about their own musical journeys and the history of their musical instrument, and they compare and contrast. And at the very end, when they play in concert and it's this beautiful, harmonious presentation, the audience just really gets it. And now they walk away with maybe a little bit more of an understanding of where their own culture fits in and how it relates to others. And we just do these programs on a repeated basis, a steady drumbeat, you know, all over the Silicon Valley. And what we have found is over time, we really see the audiences coming repeatedly for these programs and really kind of broadening their horizons, if you will. So that's kind of the template and methodology we use.
And your response was most helpful. Now, taking that even further, how does Silicon Valley fare with the rest of the country in terms of bridging the cultural divide?
So, you know, Silicon Valley has actually experienced tremendous demographic shift in the past 30 years. When I first came to Silicon Valley in 95, we were about 60% white, and you know, a pretty big segment was Hispanic and Asian. Now there is no single majority, you know, single race or ethnic group that makes up the majority. There's been tremendous increase in diversity, and a lot of that has to do with just people kind of moving in here for opportunities from within the United States, but also from other countries. And because of this rapid shift in demographics, we see that, you know, these communities that have come in more recently, and they've come in large enough numbers, they just don't know how, you know, how there's no model for social integration, really. You know, they can't just give up their cultural identities and become American. It's all happening so fast that they just go into these silos. So what we notice is in the workplace, there is tremendous understanding and recognition that diversity is important, but we don't necessarily bring our cultural diversity to work. We may go in there, we all talk about software features and bugs, and no matter you may be from Vietnam or India or China, but you're not bringing those elements of your identity into the workplace. So the siloing still exists in Silicon Valley. And I think the reason Silicon Valley is so important for Mosaic is if this program works, it is something that can be taken to other places because America as a whole is getting more diverse. And Silicon Valley just happens to be at the cutting edge of it.
Today we're joined by Usha Srinivasan, the president of Sangam Arts, that embraces cultural discussions through various programming initiatives comprised of song and dance here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Usha, what is your current initiative? And describe Mosaic, if you would.
The Mosaic is our, like I said, it's our flagship initiative. It's where we spend all our time and effort right now. And the idea behind Mosaic is pretty simple. You know, America, we've all heard this notion of America is a melting pot. It's a metaphor for social integration, for people from all over the world coming here and forging a new American identity. But the problem is that given this new wave of immigrants coming from Asia and Latin America and so on, even if we were to kind of give up our cultural identity, we would still look different. And so people would ask people like my kids, where are you really from? Like, even though they were born and raised over here. So we wanted to come up with a new model to replace the melting pot and say, you know, melting pot worked in the first few waves of immigration where people were coming largely from Western Europe. Now we need a new model that allows people to come as they are, and provided they subscribe to the American values of freedom, liberty, equality, and all of those things, then you, it doesn't matter how you look, who you pray to, what you wear. And so this Mosaic initiative is really a reflection of that, the fact that we do need to come up with a different model where, and Mosaic America and Mosaic Silicon Valley is a platform for artists and audiences to come together to celebrate their differences and at the same time kind of find those common threads that run through all of us, and to strengthen those common aspects and celebrate the differences. So that's the Mosaic initiative. It's like a grassroots program, if you will.
Now, many create nonprofits but do not succeed in terms of raising the type of grant money that your team has been able to raise. Can you provide some tips for the listeners, those that are tuning in, on how to go about getting this grant funding?
So our experience, you know, when I first started looking for grant money and I looked for to different arts organizations and foundations and so on, I was really daunted by, A, the small grant amounts that were available. You know, for the entire state of California, until recently, they had an arts budget of $5 million, which is really minuscule. So you have to kind of, but then in the recent years, what we've realized is the key to raising funds is to be able to find a need in society, in community, that transcends art for art's sake, you know, and then you suddenly see that you will open your new opportunities. There's many different pockets of funding you can find, but it's important to tie your work to some greater social need. And that's, I think, why we have been so successful is, you know, we come up with programs that are designed not just to create works of art that you present and move on, but act something that has a lasting impact that brings people together. I think the strength of our purpose and the innovative nature of our programming has really caught the imagination of funders. The other thing I would tell entrepreneurs, or as I call them, entrepreneurs, you know, because we are working in a different realm, is to get that first win. It's just like that, you know, when you're getting funding, you get seed funding from somebody, and then you kind of leverage that to bigger funding sources. It's the same thing. Work on getting that first grant. And we've also found that partnering with others is a very effective way. So create these programs that will draw in other partners whose goals are aligned with yours, and then it makes for a stronger application to grantors. And ultimately, I think working with high-quality artists, which is kind of our product at the end of the day, and having work samples that reflect that quality, having testimonials from audience members that talk about how moved they were after our programs, those are all things that make for very strong grant applications. So that's on the grant side. In terms of other revenue streams, this is something we're still working on. we try and make our events free as much as possible. So in order to make our programs free and accessible, we raise money through sponsorships, whether it's small businesses, also donors, you know, large and small. But we hope to eventually be able to raise most of our money through subscriptions and individual donors. And, you know, the larger donation grants are great, but they're unpredictable and not something that you can hang your hat on. So our goal is to essentially become self-reliant through our individual audience members who are moved by what we do and support us through an annual membership or donation.
Great information there. Good tips as well. Now, will your team be expanding this programming into other communities beyond the Silicon Valley community?
Absolutely. And that's been our vision from day one. You know, it's, in fact, we started the initiative calling it Mosaic America. And we have right now Mosaic Silicon Valley, which is kind of our test bed or proof of concept, if you will. And it's going really well. So we started out getting a grant from a small local regional organization. Then we got grants from the city. And now we've recently gotten a grant from the state of California through California Arts Council. And we have applied now for grants through the NEA. So our goal is to take this model, work out the wrinkles in it, fine-tune it, templatize it so that it's something that anybody can take and move it to a different place. The Mosaic in, let's say, a Philadelphia would be different from a Mosaic in Silicon Valley simply because the community is made up of different cultures. But the process of bringing these people together is going to be the same. You go through the same process of evaluating artists, finding locations, curating programs, and then marketing it to different audiences. So absolutely, this has been designed to be a grassroots movement that can be launched anywhere where there is this rapid diversity happening. So yes.
Well, Usha, it certainly has been great to have had you, and certainly appreciate what you're doing there in the Silicon Valley community through Sangam Arts, and really appreciate your introducing it to our audience as well. In conclusion, what can we expect next from Sangam Arts in the upcoming months into 2019, and where can people find more information?
Sure. I'll answer the last question first. So you can go to sangamarts.org. That's SANGAMARTS.org. You can also find us on Facebook. We are quite active on social media, or you can even look us up as Mosaic Silicon Valley. In terms of what's coming down the pike, our goal is for next year to be to have at least one launch in a non-Silicon Valley geographical area, somewhere else in the United States that we can find that has the same issues around diversity. And we also are launching two different festivals in the Silicon Valley. One is a folk festival and a regular festival of all kinds of arts, music and dance. And we hope that these will be anchor events that happen every year. And the festivals will showcase the collaborative works that are presented all through the year all over Silicon Valley. So the festival is kind of the culmination of these different events that happen all through the year. So those are the two big initiatives we have planned for this coming year.
Again, it has been our pleasure to have had you with us today and introducing Sangam Arts to the audience. Again, it is sangamarts.org. Again, Usha, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share our journey with your listeners.
And it's been more than our pleasure. We've been speaking with Usha Srinivasan, the president of Sangam Arts, that embraces cultural discussions through various programming initiatives comprised of song and dance. And for further details, visit sangamarts.org. And this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.